never been the one to win it all.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Experience Points. This is the show where we drop nerd and geek knowledge on you every Wednesday night from 9 to 10 p.m. I hope that you're ready to spend the rest of the next hour with specifically me. My name's MG, Red Bear, the other co-host. He is currently out, and that's because we don't have a lot of time to record this show. My voice is fleeting. I am sick. I went to the beach, and I got a little sunburn and a little sick, but we're gonna roll out. It's going to be a heavy music show. Not heavy music. It's going to be a lot of music. We open the entire thing up with Fighting On by I Fight Dragons off of the Near Future album that just recently sort of got released as their most recent album. I hope they're working on new stuff, though, because I Fight Dragons, they are a treat to watch, they're a treat to hear. If you haven't heard it, well, you heard it just now, but if you haven't heard the rest of the album, you haven't been listening enough to Experience Points. We play it all the time. I would look it up on Google Play, look it up on iTunes, look it up on any of that stuff. Speaking of iTunes, Google Play, all that stuff, we have a website where we have all of our blogs, our news, reviews, all of our podcasts, our videos, anything we produce, we put up on our website, which is exppoints.com. Remember, always double tap that P. You can also check us out on social media at exppoints.com/social. We got Facebook, Twitter, Google Plus, YouTube, Steam communities. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. We're on Google Play Podcast Music. We are on a ton of things. We even have a PayPal and a Patreon if you want to donate money to the radio show or to some of our other ventures like EP Education or Video Game Rewind or, you know, Bear With Me or something like that. So we aren't going to waste a lot of time with that, though. Instead, what we're going to do is we are going to cut to four songs. This is And the Songbird Sings by Dan Bull, Bring Back Toonami by Richie Branson, Deranged by Coheed and Cambria, and then Goof by Binar Pilot. I will see you after all of that music on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone 90.9 FM KSLU. Hey, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. Still Experience Points, I'm still MG. That was Goof by Binar Pilot. Before that, Deranged by Coheed and Cambria. Before that, Bring Back Toonami by Richie Branson. And before all that, we open the entire thing up with And the Songbird Sings by Dan Bull. Fun fact, Deranged by Coheed and Cambria, that was actually off of the, I think, Arkham Asylum, or maybe Arkham City. I can't remember, one of the Arkham games, and we talked about it last show that we found out that the Arkham series is getting completely re-released. The first Arkham Asylum and Arkham City games are being remastered and re-released. That's actually been delayed because, I guess they wanted to make a better game. They wanted to fix some of the weird inconsistencies that that were on, I guess, the early releases of the screenshots and the videos and the comparison shots that we were looking at. So, good for them. You know, the old games, the 2009, 2011 versions of those games, the original versions of those games, they're still really, really playable today. So, I don't really think it's a big deal that we're waiting more. I think it's more of a bigger deal for console players because, you know, you can't just play the PS3 version on your PS4. But for PC players, we could totally just play the original PC versions on the current gen PC, but whatever. This is normally the segment where I talk about what we did last week, and we'd start with Bear, but Bear's not here. I went to the beach, and I got sunburned. I got, you know, it was bad news, beach bad news. So came home, decided to get in the AC, and I found out that the summer sale for Steam has started on that Monday, so that's fantastic. It's been going on 3 days strong. I have purchased a few new games. Honestly, I got Homeworld Deserts of Carrick. I think I got another game. Oh, I got the Metro 2033 Redux. So the Last Light and Redux series of those games. I said for a while I wasn't going to do it until I dropped the price really, really low, and I think it was something like $5. So I got it. It's there. I'm done. And I'll probably buy a couple more games just because I gotta get them trading cards. I gotta go ahead and do that. So other than that, just been kind of chilling, working on the platform. We actually been putting out a lot of videos. We've been uploading a lot of videos. They haven't become public yet, but soon there will be, some EP education videos for Java and PowerShell. There will be some, videos for Drinking Game for Black Mesa. I'm going to do a drinking game for probably Blue Shift and Opposing Force while we're, you know, on the Half-Life train. And Bear and I might team up and do a drinking game for Half-Life Decay, which is a little-known sort of multiplayer version of the Half-Life 1 storyline, kind of a side story of that, just like Half-Life Blue Shift and Opposing Forces was. So we got a lot of stuff coming down the pike with that stuff. We also have some tips and tricks, not really associated with any specific platform, just part or a specific part of the platform. They're just sort of there, tips and tricks for you to do things with. So we'll go ahead and we'll keep you up to date on when we release those. It'll be on our Experience Points channel, which will be, I believe it's exppoints.com/YouTube. But if you go to exppoints.com/social, it'll point you in the right direction. We have a button for YouTube and everything. We're going to keep the night rolling with more music. This is Hey Mario by Patent Pending. Mega Man 2 Remix by Sambo Ratchet. Good old Sambo Ratchet. He actually just had a birthday, so happy birthday, Sambo Ratchet. And then we're going to do Nom 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 by Perry Grip and On by Kirby Crackle. I'll see you after all that block of music. My name's MG. You're listening to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU. Hey everybody, welcome back to Experience Points on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still MG, still Experience Points. You just heard On and On by Kirby Crackle. Before that, Nom 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 by Perry Grip. Before that, Mega Man 2 Remix by Sambo Ratchet. Happy birthday again, Sambo Ratchet. And we open the whole thing up with Hey Mario by Patent Pending. So a little bit of news for you. I'm not going to spend too much time on this again because my voice is a little broken right now, but you may notice Windows 10. It came out a while back. It's I think it's been a year since it came out, or close to it. It's pretty cool that Microsoft has allowed you to sort of get these free upgrades from Windows 7, Windows 8, and Windows 8.1, all the way up to Windows 10. And I use the free upgrade, and I'm on Windows 10, and I don't have any problem with it. I actually really like Windows 10 because the changes that were made and the security things that are the way they are, I can get around those. I can turn those off and uninstall them. And anyway, I updated mine fairly recently, like very soon after they announced the update would be available. I actually was in line and I was like preloaded and let's do it. Come on, I want to do it. But some people have been sort of hanging back and saying, nah, I'm okay with Windows 7. I'm okay with Windows 8. I don't want to do anything with that. So, but apparently this woman, Terry Goldstein, this woman didn't want Windows 10. She had never heard of Windows 10. She was happy without it. I imagine like my mom, like a picture of my mom, you know, I don't need those newfangled things. I'm okay with my good old, you know, consistency, Windows 7 or whatever. And so she was running a business. She runs a travel agency business in California. And she didn't opt into the upgrade or anything. Windows just decided to upgrade her computer by itself. And that's when the trouble started. She never heard of this. She didn't know how to navigate or do anything. Her business was sort of impacted, really heavily impacted by this upgrade, this unintended, unwanted upgrade. So she sues Microsoft. And she won $10,000, which I wonder if that's just like a number that they figured out, like, okay, like lawyer fees, court costs, and then maybe, you know, maybe that's how much she lost in profit estimated or whatever, and then some, you know, some emotional distress or whatever damages. Or is it just because Windows 10 and maybe they decided to, you know, make it $10,000? Because $10,000 to Microsoft, that's nothing. That's like losing a $5 bill or something walking down the street. You're like, it was $5 bill. Like, I feel it, but it's not gonna break the bank or whatever. In other news, Quincy, Massachusetts has a Ford car dealership that apparently decided to rip one of the art pieces from a game that we've reviewed on the site called Firewatch to put in their Ford Freedom sales event ad. You're looking at one of the Firewatch posts and against this really awesome purple, red, orange, yellow sort of backdrop of the Shoshone sort of, you know, natural reserve or forest or whatever, and it's straight out of the game. I mean, I'm on Kotaku and I'm looking at the side by side imagery. It's ridiculous. It's a straight copy. And apparently, you know, they explain that the dealers, Ford says that the dealers are independent franchises. They're independent businesses. So, of course, Ford, the people that make the cars, didn't know anything about this, didn't make that decision. Ford, the dealership themselves in Quincy, Massachusetts, they are the ones to blame. They're the bad ones. So take it after, you know, go after them for that. I've talked on the show about recently whenever I beat System Shock 2, not recently, but a while back when I beat System Shock 2 again, that I miss games like that. I miss games that were so in-depth and everything. And BioShock does a good job. It's sort of a spiritual successor to the System Shock series. And then they came back with System Shock Remastered, which had mouse control and everything, and it was released on Good Old Games, and I picked it up immediately because I never played the original one. And it wasn't... I guess, disappointed in it because I didn't expect it to be super, super nice. You know, when they say remastered or whatever, I don't expect it to be better textures. I don't expect it to be, you know, common or modern gameplay. And good thing, because it wasn't. But it was very difficult to play, and I eventually sort of stopped playing it because I didn't know how to do it. I didn't have the love and the joy for the game. Well, apparently, Night Dive Studios, these guys are asking $900,000 on Kickstarter. I'm going to pull it up just to make sure that they how they're doing. They've got over half with 28 days to go. They got $517,000 as I'm recording this now out of their $900,000 goal. 8,295 backers now. It just went up three backers. And they've got $200 more all of a sudden. With 28 days left to go, they are remastering, remaking, doing the whole thing over for System Shock. And when you look at the... When you look at the video and you look at just... They have a demo. You can get the System Shock demo. It's all in Unity. You can get it from Steam, Good Old Games, the Humble Store, any places. It's free. You can play it. When you look at this demo, it is amazing. It's funny the way that they kind of pitch the story and that they talk about it, how he was as a kid, he played System Shock and it infected him. That's really cute. That's nice. But then you're like, I hope this doesn't suck. And then they show you parts of the game. And there's no way it's going to suck. I can't imagine it sucking. If they just take the game as is and convert the graphics into these graphics and this gameplay element, it reminds me of Soma. It reminds me of BioShock. It reminds me more of System Shock 2 or Deus Ex. It looks so good. And Unity is a beautiful engine. They've certainly come a long way. So I can't wait to actually look at this. I am extremely in good spirits about this, which is considering, you know, I'm coming from the position of, yeah, I backed this, obviously. I'm one of those 8,000 something backers, but I've backed other video games and clearly they've failed or they've let me down. Mighty No. 9, for instance, is the most recent game that has sort of let me down and was all kickstarted. So, you know, and other ones just haven't been, they blatantly have either not been delivered or they've been delivered and they've been abandoned. So there's another one I can't remember, but it's some space building game or whatever, and it's terrible. It was never ever released. So, or it was released in open alpha and never went anywhere. So, final bit of news, and then we're gonna cut more songs. Monopoly is releasing a Final Fantasy VII board game April next year. So April 2017, you get to go to Midgar. You need to look at this because it is looking at $50. And you can get this game. So if you're a Final Fantasy fan and you want to play on a and you like Monopoly still, and you have friends that'll still play Monopoly with you, then this may be a solid thing to get because it is looking pretty, pretty sweet. We're going to cut to a couple more songs, and we are going to end out the show after that. This is Rub Some Bacon On It by Rhett and Link, Tabletop by Beefy, The Chiptune Legacy by Big Giant Circles, and The Day My Powers Arrived by Kirby Crackle. You're hearing this here on Experience Points on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU.
What is your emergency?
I nailed my finger to a birdhouse accidentally.
Do you have some...
Hey everybody, we're back on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU, still Experience Points, but we are out of time. I'm MG, you just heard The Day My Powers Arrived by Kirby Crackle, Before that, the Chiptune Legacy by Big Giant Circles. Before that, Tabletop by Beefy. And we open the whole thing up with Rub Some Bacon On It by Rhett and Link. Next week, I hope to be a little bit better spirits, better voice. I hope to, you know, Bear will be in here and we'll be able to do this whole thing. Maybe we'll get to our best and worst of E3 by next week. I'm sorry about that, but that's how the summer goes. You get sick and you get all that stuff and you're busy. And anyway, I'm not going to make excuses. We have a website. If you care about the website, please visit us at exppoints.com. Remember, always double tap that P. We also have social media. You can check us out on exppoints.com/social. We got Facebook. We got Twitter. We got YouTube. We got Google+. We got Steam Community. We got iTunes and Stitcher. You can stream the podcast on all day long. We also have Patreon and PayPal if you're interested in donating some money to us. We will catch you next week, next Saturday, or next Wednesday, rather, next Saturday. We didn't switch schedules on KSLU, but we're going to leave you with two songs. This is The Geeks Will Inherit the Earth by I-Fi Dragons and Will of One by the Proto Men. You're hearing this here exclusively on Southeastern Zone, 90.9 FM, KSLU.